This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Or the Discord chat. You'll have to figure that out. Discord is much larger than a call-in line, but you can use it. That's discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls. Matt calling in from Louisiana. Listen on YouTube. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark.
What's on your mind?
Hey, Dale. Well, I listened to your shows over the last week, and I can never be a libertarian.
What part's rubbing you the wrong way?
The borders. I believe in borders, and I know, Mark, what you want to do with borders. And the only thing I ask is if you want to do those things, use lube, lots of lube.
So what I want to do with borders is to allow anyone to come into the country. They will never be able to vote, and they would never be able to receive government subsidization at all. And so you're saying the culture thing?
I recall you saying something about taking borders and putting them in somebody's nether region, in which if you want to do that, use lube, okay? Just try to make it comfortable.
Gotcha.
And I believe in patents, and to some extent, I do believe in intellectual property. And I kind of have to, because in the oil industry, patents are really important, especially when you're a really small company like ours. Because that's how we survive in our niche in the market, is by having truly innovative products that just make everybody else wonder, how the heck did they do that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one issue is that you want to maintain the monopoly privilege you have of, you know, producing the product that you came up with. And I totally understand why people feel that way. But patents run out,
and
right?
And it costs us a lot of money because, yep. I mean, to do these sort of things, because we don't really have a lot of money to spare. I mean, it's a tight operation.
There are a lot of industries that don't have patents that still do research and development. I mean, you know, somehow or another they fund it, and being first to market is of value to them for whatever reason.
Right, and then you've got things where Apple and Samsung are constantly taking people or, you know, taking one another back to court because, well, your phone has rounded corners and is kind of rectangular, and our phone has rounded corners and is kind of rectangular, and the federal government says that we get to own rectangles with rounded corners, and you have different screens on your phone, and we have different screens on our phone, and
so there's a lot of dumb things that center around patents, I think, is what Daryl's trying to say.
Yes.
You agree with that, right, Matt?
Right. But
yeah.
Maybe that's a lawyer employment program in disguise.
Well, we don't need those.
These lawyers, really.
They don't produce anything of value. I guess my problem with patents is patents are they're a practical issue, not a philosophical issue. So from a philosophical standpoint,
philosophical issue.
Hold on, Matthew. Right. So from just to be clear, a patent, when it runs out in 17 years, you know, your idea isn't any better or worse on the 18th year than it was. So why should you not be able to keep exclusivity on that? If exclusivity on that idea is good for the first 17 years, why is it not good for the 18th year? And the answer is because the government decided that length of time was acceptable, and they're going to shove that rule down the throats
and
of everybody.
Patents also rely on, you know, sort of the thinking that multiple people aren't able to independently come up with a similar idea at about the same time.
Yeah, and I've had intellectual property lawyers on the show.
to be sure, it is a race to the patent office.
Yeah.
But the one thing I do agree with libertarians on is the war on drugs. And an incident happened at my church. I go to a Catholic church. I am Catholic. I'm probably one of the very few Catholics who think the way I do. There are probably about 10 of us.
No, the Mises Institute's full of libertarian Catholics. The Mises Institute tends to support borders.
Right. Okay, well, how about that? But
just saying.
They have to. So 2 weeks ago, well, 3 weeks ago to be precise now, the general prayers included a prayer to end gun violence. And I cringed.
Well, I'd like to see gun violence ended. You know, that'd be awesome.
I'd like to see all violence ended. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Government's not the way to end violence.
Well, prayer might be.
We pray all the time for the end of violence. But
yep.
The term gun violence is such a media metaphor. I had a chance to talk to the deacon, and I said, you know, when you say gun violence, don't you really mean the violence in the streets of New Orleans that are caused by the war on drugs? And it was like I gave him a thought that he never thought of before. He was like, I never thought of that. And it's amazing to me that people don't realize the damage that's being done to our society by these stupid social wars against human behavior that could be solved in other ways.
Well, everybody, has blind spots, and everybody hasn't thought of every possibility. But at the same time, there's just a class of people who spend a lot of time trying to think about how to solve society's ills. And you're one of those types of people, Matthew, just like Daryl and I. Other people are spending time thinking about, I don't know, what do they think about in WWE? You know, who's hit whom and what the stories are. Anyway, they've got whatever their stories are, and they're thinking about that stuff. And I guess I can't blame them for it, but... all you can do is bring people to new ideas as gently as you can. Thanks for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Melvin calling in from Winnipeg. Melvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Melvin. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just called in because I've been watching the show for a while.
You've watched the show for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, it's hard for me to hear you. I'm sorry, the audio's bad.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Better?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Is better?
Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So, like, I'm not sure, actually. Can you talk about a different subject?
You want a different subject than what?
You're the one that called in, and we're asking you, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, NBA. You like sports?
The NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like LeBron James. What's up?
Hey, LeBron James?
Yeah, like
you can't do that on the radio.
You're
actually on broadcast radio. There are certain words you can't say.
For those that think that you're going to get us, first off, we've been doing this for 15 years, likely as long as Melvin's been alive, or at least, not nursing from his mother. We know when pranks are going to occur. We know what prankers are going to do. And pranks are fine.
Yeah.
Be funny. Don't just say a bunch of silly words,
yeah.
Okay? I've got a dump button here. I'm going to dump you. You're not getting anywhere. I think, Ian, did that go on the live stream at all or nowhere? Nothing. Nothing.
Twitch got it.
The Twitch stream got it.
Ooh.
Big fat hairy deal, pal.
Twitch. So, one of the places trolls live.
Yeah, please. Please prank Free Talk Live. Please prank Free Talk Live. But prank it well. Don't prank it poorly.
Like, come up with some sort of thing to where you're a time traveler, you're curious what's this weird device that I saw somebody holding that, it gave them all kinds of info and they said, okay, Google, and it talked back.
Whatever it is. Be funny, be interesting. question our opinions, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just going on and saying silly words, it doesn't impress anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Just a little note to the prankers out there. We don't hate you. We don't hate you. But we're prepared for your butts. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
And Mark has lube.
855-450-FREE. You're on Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. We will get back into the article about innocent people taking plea bargains
yes.
and why they do it. But I want to tell you, before we get into the calls here, I'm going to take some calls, and before I do that, I want to talk to you about CryptoTip.org. So what we think here at Free Talk Live that the idea of tipping people, servers, taxi cab drivers, the sort of people that you tip, right, with cryptocurrency is a good idea for spreading cryptocurrency around. And in addition to a cash tip,
yes,
because you want to give them a real tip, you know, like a tip that they can use or whatever. They just don't think it's some kind of weird tract or whatever. But you can give a crypto tip, too. And then it has instructions on how to install a wallet right there on it. It allows them to claim the amount you put in the tip. And if they don't claim the cryptocurrency that you have in the tip, by the way, Bitcoin Cash, I believe I'm going to be the first to announce this, Bitcoin Cash is now integrated into CryptoTip.org. But you get your tip refunded after a period of time that you specify. Hold on, Ian. Yep, go ahead.
There's a bug with Bitcoin Cash.
Shoot.
So
oh, no.
We're ready to go public with that quite yet.
Not quite ready to go public. Well, it shows that we're working hard on it. CryptoTip.org is basically Ian's project. He believes so thoroughly in these ideas that he's making this happen. And it makes me proud to work with this guy. Yeah, he can be irritating. There's no doubt. He's a weirdo. But he's a really dedicated weirdo that works very, very hard. That's what the weirdos say, Daryl. CryptoTip.org. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in on Skype. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
The first thing is our good friend Cantwell.
Christopher Cantwell, yes. Former co-host. Fired for racist tweets and stuff.
I have followed him since the moment he stepped into New Hampshire at the Thursday night comedy night that he was a headliner at the Liberty Forum in 04 or 05 or I don't know what year it was, maybe 07. No, it wouldn't have been, maybe 08. It was 08. Maybe it was 08. I don't know.
So about a decade 08. Ago or so.
Yeah. And I actually talked with them, gave them a ride to the party afterward, the Quill. I kind of just, we bonded a little bit, and I've been following them all this time, not closely, but I stay in touch with him. He knows me. I can't really, make him a bad guy. I can't do it.
You just dislike him? All right.
Right. And so you've got this guy coming up with this scenario about the Asians and, all of that.
Guy called in previously, asking, when is it acceptable to use violence against a group of people who advocate for violence? Yep.
And I don't know. Cantwell was a leader in that whole event they had everything signed up, everything was, they had their whole program put together. The Antifa people crashed the party. You agree, right?
Look, I did not look thoroughly enough into the Charleston thing, Charlottesville thing. And we haven't had the Antifa people calling in to defend their side of the story, so all I get is the other side. I'm just not willing to go take one. Here's my thought. If you went to that rally, whatever side you were on, you were probably looking for a fight. I'm not saying everybody, but probably is the word I would use. I didn't go.
So,
you didn't go.
So here's what we know for a fact. Is that Cantwell himself, as well as many others, were armed.
Yeah.
And that never got used, right?
So yes, I can tell no one got shot. Yeah.
Whatever reaction those guys engaged in reacting to Antifa and Black Lives Matter and whatever, those reactions were measured. You know, if, you know, there was pepper spray, they both used pepper spray. I mean, it was...
Somebody may have used a billy club against pepper spray. I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, well, no. I think a billy club and a pepper spray are commensurate, force.
Which is worse in those cases.
But there might have been an Antifa person who had a gun, too, who chose not to use it. Using a gun in that circumstance would have escalated the violence.
Kind of less likely, although there did show up some Antifa people with guns at some other event somewhere else.
But, yeah.
The fact is that the people that were on so-called right or whatever that wanted to protect the
statue,
monuments,
yeah.
Those people were determined to not start anything. I don't know if you realize that, but I mean, I actually paid attention to the, there was a reporter that was there through the whole thing, and there was a 3-hour interview with Cantwell that I didn't watch the full
interview, but I excerpts of it, yeah.
Right, and then there was, you know, a bunch of video of what happened, and you know, Cantwell, and as a leader, and I'm fairly certain that most of the other guys, they may have, you know, skewed understandings of human rights and stuff like that, but they were intent to not.
It would be unwise to be the one initiating the confrontation in that
circumstance. Bullies generally also don't think that they're starting fights.
Probably true. Look, here's my advice for the future. I don't know what happened.
So you know none of them.
But wait a second. Cantwell has pled to a charge. I can put this behind me now, and I can look towards the future. And what I'm concerned with is my listeners. And here's my advice to listeners. Don't go to these events.
Yes.
Okay.
This is one of the problems with this whole collectivist groupthink sort of thing. People are trying to say, well, this person was on this side and this and that, so therefore the entire side. No, look at people individually. What were each individual person's actions? And yes, I realize that when you get stupid people in groups, bad decisions are going to be made. So maybe, you know, the guy standing in the complete middle of the group didn't necessarily intend to start a fight, but I can guarantee you one person there intended to start a fight and then convinced other people to start a fight, and fights happened.
And that's
people
how we had the American Revolution.
And we also know, Daryl, that in fact the Antifa and Black Lives Matter people were the ones that were
fights. Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, 855-450-3733.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. South Side Chicago gun violence has boiled over in bloodshed this weekend, including the neighborhoods of Lawndale, West Humboldt Park, and South Austin. Four people are dead and 35 have been injured from gunfire. One clergyman saying,
"This is just out of control right now. You want a war zone, you don't have to go to Afghanistan or Iraq. There's a war zone going on right now."
Police Chief Fred Waller,
"We have an environment where people do not feel any repercussions for using guns to commit violence, and thus these weapons flow freely onto our streets."
There are speculations the number of incidents overnight were fueled by the unusually hot weather in Chicago, sending more people out into the streets than usual. The forecast is expected to stay in the 80s once again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Just had Bad Slave on the line talking about Antifa and Nazis and these sorts of things. And, you know, I really don't like picking sides between, well, for one,
they're both wrong.
Right. They're certainly both wrong. But I've got this to say. If I had to have a physical confrontation with the Nazi at if it was in Charlottesville and I had to have a physical confrontation, I feel like the Nazi would say, "I disagree with you and I'd like to fight physically, man to man, you know, straight up fisticuffs or whatever," right? Whereas I feel like the Antifa, as I've seen them in Charlottesville and around the nation at different events, it's not certainly, I mean, this is about groups, right? But I feel like the Antifa would be much more prone to hit me in the back of the head with a brick without ever knowing what I thought specifically. And to me, I guess I'd rather have a brave moron than a cowardly moron to deal with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm sitting over here thinking, you know, like, why we got to be fighting?
Well,
in your hypothetical, there's just like the stupid thing, and I love the trolley memes. I'm obsessed with them.
Got to tell people what a trolley meme is.
All right, so the trolley meme, it, goes from this philosophical question of you happen to be standing next to a lever on some train tracks, and if you do nothing, then five people will get run over by this train, or you can pull the lever and one person gets run over. What do you do?
Right, it's a one person on another track.
Right.
So presumably, if you do nothing, you are not at fault. Right.
So my question to all of these stupid hypotheticals is, why am I next to the lever? Like, is it my job to guard the lever? How did the people get on the track? So I've got all of these questions about these stupid hypotheticals. I don't like playing your stupid hypothetical game. So in yours about you've got to fight somebody, why do I have to be in a fight? I'm not showing up to these stupid rallies.
Okay, I believe in the individualist philosophy, and therefore I'm sort of against all this stuff that we're talking about. I don't think that most of the people... You know what? Those Nazis would have ripped my flesh from my bones when they found out I'm the guy that got Cantwell fired, or at least he says that I am, or whatever. I am clearly not on the side of the marchers, the right-wing marchers, or whatever they are, whatever they identify as, white nationalists,
yeah.
I don't care, in Charlottesville. However, the Antifa folks appear to be completely against free speech. And so...
I think that's the narrative that... You know, the
I debated
racist.
A college professor who
okay.
said that non-white, non-male people have less power, so they need to be given more power through speech. We need to legally and forcibly limit the speech that white males, white heterosexual males, use in order to... further empower people who are not those.
Okay, that guy's a nut job.
No, that guy's not uncommon, okay? This is the narrative as it exists today, is that free speech is... this society is too far evolved for free speech. We need new restrictions on speech. We have restrictions. Those restrictions include threats and libel and blah, 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 blah. So we just need a new one. And that one is... Well, you're not allowed to say racist things, and I define what racist is, and you're not allowed to say, which the problem with laws is you're never the one who defines it.
Right.
And so racist will, like, you don't even get to define the term racist. Racist is now being defined not as somebody who believes that one race is superior to another race in a given activity, but as something that can only be said by white people. Only people in power can say racist things, and white people have the power, so black people or Hispanic people or Asian people simply can't say racist things. This is what this new Sarah Juong, who's being reported into upgraded into the New York Times editorial board or whatever, this is what's being said about her. I mean, her tweets are clearly and obviously racist. One of them is like, it's sick how much joy I get out of messing with old white men or something. Now, in all likelihood, many of these old white men fought the Korean War in order to, keep her country from being overrun by the communists. But whatever, that's inconsequential.
Right. And again, this is one of the problems of collectivism.
Indeed. You know, race is just the color of your skin. And then you decide everything else beyond that. And I don't care about the color of your skin. It's completely inconsequential to me. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
So should we get back into the article from Forbes about why sometimes innocent people take guilty pleas?
Yes.
So, again, the article comes from a former judge... John Gleason, former U.S. District Judge for the Eastern District of New York, and he's citing a report put out by the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and again, they stated, there is ample evidence that federal criminal defendants are being coerced to plead guilty because the penalty for exercising their constitutional rights is simply too high to risk.
And I would say the federal courts are even worse than the state courts on this, at least the state courts that I'm familiar with. The federal courts are awful as far as plea bargains and that sort of thing.
The NACDL, in their report, cited the case of Christian Allmendinger. Allmendinger was involved in a complex case of purchasing life insurance policies. He was partners with another guy, Brent Onickel. Onickel pled guilty and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Allmendinger made the mistake of going to trial where Onickel testified against him. Allmendinger was found guilty and sentenced to 45 years in prison. Onickel had his sentence reduced to 5 years because of his testimony. The author
says... Two guys
says,
did the same thing, presumably. Two guys equally guilty, one does 5 years, one does 45?
Yes. And they were partners in the crime.
Yeah. And this is, this just goes to show what is so wrong with these systems.
Right. And that's what the judge here says. It's disparities like this that are just a few of the reasons we have a growing issue with our criminal justice system. Other findings from the NACDL, guilty pleas have replaced trials for a very simple reason. Individuals who choose to exercise their right to a trial face exponentially higher sentences if they invoke the right and lose.
Juries should be informed of any plea bargains that are offered.
Oh, they should be, but they will never be.
No.
Because the prosecutors are friends with the politicians that make the laws, and the politicians aren't going to wind up, you know, allowing the jury to know that. In a lot of cases, the jury is prohibited from knowing what the penalty could be.
Yeah, in some cases that's true. In other states, juries actually mete out the sentence too, depending on the charge and that sort of thing.
But normally that sentencing is determined after the guilty verdict, and they don't know what the penalty is until after.
Yeah.
And then there was a case of the Amish farmer, I think in Wisconsin, that his only, of like all of these charges he was facing that all involved selling of raw milk, the only charge that he was convicted of was the tampering of evidence because he dared cut the evidence tape off of the refrigerator that this raw milk was in, and he did that so that the raw milk would not spoil. And several of the jurors said, had we known, you know, at the end of the trial what we knew at the beginning of the trial, then we wouldn't have found him guilty on that one either. Faced with the choice of higher penalties if you go to trial, individuals almost uniformly surrender their right to trial rather than insist on proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Defense lawyers spend most of their time negotiating guilty pleas rather than ensuring that police and government agents respect the boundaries of the law, including proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and judges dedicate their time to administering plea allocutions rather than evaluating constitutional aspects of the case.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. How do we solve this?
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. If you're listening, if you're listening between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, anywhere in the world, any day of the year, you can call
Boxing
in.
Boxing Day.
What's that?
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. And always Boxing.
Christmas Day.
Yep, always Boxing. Always Christmas
Easter.
Day. Yep, whatever it is. You can call
Summer
in.
Summer Solstice.
The number, 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Daryl, you're finishing up an article about why innocent people take plea bargains, specifically at the federal level.
Yeah.
I think that's important because, well, the federal level has got to be the worst for this.
And, again, the article from a former judge from the Eastern District of New York, and he's citing a report from the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, who called out U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. That name might sound familiar to listeners of this show because Preet Bharara, he's the guy that prosecuted the case against Ross Ulbricht. The NACDL, however, called him out because he dared to acknowledge that federal sentencing guidelines were often severe for white-collar crimes, but he then went on to propose harsher penalties for those who were involved in criminal charges where there were no actual losses, so think insider trading. The fact is that prosecutors are winning cases, again, because of plea deals, and they say 97% of defendants plead guilty. Even those pleas are resulting in longer prison terms. So what is the solution? They say it's complex. Often cooperating co-defendants are powerful witnesses and the only way to catch those who are truly guilty. In addition, our federal justice system is currently unable to keep up with the current caseload. So if the defendants that choose to plead guilty went down from 97% to 90%, the courts would be overwhelmed. He concludes, there's no such thing as a perfect criminal justice system, but a healthy one is constantly introspective, never complacent, always searching for injustices within, and determined to address them.
I don't think the American people are interested in injustices. I just don't think they are.
Yeah.
I don't think they're ready to look at that. I think that it's about lock them up, throw away the key. I don't want to think about this. I don't like that you're interfering on my brain space.
Right. And as an example, that people aren't, a large percentage of people aren't concerned about injustices. A lot of times when people speak out about some of the problems in the criminal justice system, they get referred to as, you're just one of those social justice warriors. And it's a way to shut somebody up.
Yeah, just a term that's used. Yeah, I mean...
Yes, I am concerned about social justice. When you've got people that are being incarcerated for crimes that they did not commit, and there's evidence showing that they did not commit these crimes, then yes, I'm concerned about justice for those people. When you have people that are pleading guilty to crimes that they did not commit because they're being told, if you plea, then you go home. But if you say you're innocent... then you go to prison.
Right.
That is a problem.
Our justice system has turned into an enabling mechanism for the prison industrial complex. And that perversion is only going to get worse, not better. What kind of America do you want to leave for your kids? Because I can tell you this. Brave men and women have died throughout the generations to provide you with the Bill of Rights. Much of those Bill of Rights are centered around jurisprudence and fair courts. So, are you as brave as those people? I don't care if you'll take a bullet on a battlefield. I care whether or not you will verbally defend the Bill of Rights. And if you're not willing to do that, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't even be able to call yourself an American. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sarah calling in New Mexico. From New Mexico. She is in New Mexico, but she's calling. Yeah, whatever. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, New Mexico has become like a very undesirable place to live, and everybody's moving out. What happens is that the prices go down on food and all the items.
Yeah.
It's like the reverse from New Hampshire. You guys are very expensive because everybody wants to, they're moving up there and they want to live there,
What's
right?
expensive? What's expensive?
New Hampshire, your state.
You can't buy the state. Not for sale.
Well, the thing is, all of New England, like Manhattan,
do you mean
Boston,
milk? Do you mean rentals? Do you mean, what are you talking about? What's expensive?
But the rent, the food, clothes, everything gets expensive when a lot of people want to live there. There's more demand of people coming over there.
I haven't looked at prices, but it's a big state, and, well, it's not the biggest of states, but even a small state is a big state, and there are better, wealthier and poorer places. If you go on to Realtor.com, you look up Berlin, New Hampshire. That's Berlin, spelled like Berlin.
Right.
I don't pronounce it that way here. Berlin, New Hampshire.
Because of Germany.
You will find housing that is as low as $30,000 a house.
You'll probably find houses cheaper than that. But, Sarah, you sort of, and I want to make sure that I heard this correctly. You said that when demand goes up, prices also go up. Is that what you said?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, for example, what I'm saying, my point is.
Yeah, that's completely opposite to what. No, when demand goes up, prices generally go down.
Okay, people are moving out of Mexico, so demand is going down.
Mexico.
Yes.
Okay, 56,000 people have moved out of New Mexico. Nobody wants to live here.
Why?
So that my pizza. Well,
why?
You know what? Well, I mean, how about this? 3,000 cars were stolen here in Albuquerque, and that's
okay.
Like decreased by 16%. We're number one with the least amount of police officer per population on average. We hardly have any police. We have
I live in a town in New Hampshire that doesn't have. I lived in a town in New Hampshire that didn't have any police.
Well, you know what? I have no idea, but everybody's moving out, so that my pizza, my sardines used to cost like $1.30. That was $1. My CC's pizza buffet used to be $7.50. Now I go in there for $7.
So you're saving money. Why are you complaining?
Well, she's looking at a phenomenon, and she's calling in about it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not complaining about it. It's a phenomenon. You know, it's a phenomenon.
Oh, it sounded like you were complaining that your cost of living is now cheaper.
So, if people are moving out, then people are moving out. You have to kind of look at why. Most people are moving south as opposed to north.
Right.
New Mexico, I don't know. I couldn't tell you precisely, but people are moving to Texas. They are moving to Arizona. So
right.
Why would they be moving out of New Mexico? I can't answer that, Sarah, but, it's something
and
that...
And I'm saying that the trend is going upwards for New Mexico.
Okay. That makes sense, being a southern state.
Well, I don't know, but, I can't really put a definite finger on it. But, just because your food gets cheaper doesn't mean that your city has gotten better. You know what I'm talking about? That's because everybody's moving out.
Okay, so now you're talking about something different, because at first you were saying that prices are cheaper, and now you're saying the city is different.
Well, the thing is, let's say things get cheaper. Does it mean that your city has gotten better? I mean, your quality of life has gotten better? I mean, things are cheaper. Yeah, there's more space. There's less people walking on the sidewalk.
All those things sound good. Fewer people to deal with and lower prices sounds like a higher quality of living.
Again, the populations for all of New Mexico have gone up over the last decade. Now, population in a specific neighborhood or a specific city may have changed.
Maybe people are moving out to the burbs.
But that doesn't mean that people are leaving all of New Mexico because they left downtown Albuquerque.
Well, we are a population increase because we have more babies being born than people being died from old age. But there's no jobs here. They're all moving out.
Yeah, the jobs are... America's got the lowest unemployment in years. Yeah.
The numbers don't show that people are fleeing New Mexico, Sarah.
Well, they're moving out. I have no car. I have no car for them to steal. So I could live here. I have no kids. We have, like, the worst school. They're all moving out with their kids. There's reasons. Just because everything's cheaper, it doesn't mean that your quality.
What is your source that people are leaving New Mexico? Because that is not what I am seeing.
Well, what's the percentage? No, we have the lowest population increase around our surrounding states.
The lowest increase. Okay, so it's still an increase. Lowest increase does not mean a decrease. Do you understand what words mean?
Some states, thank you for the call, Sarah. Some states are actually decreasing in population.
New Mexico is not one of them.
Yeah, well, I think that her thing is that low prices aren't always good or something.
I don't know what her point was.
Yeah.
I don't know if she had one.
Well, check out freetalklive.com. Perhaps you can find a point. It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.